The Maniac DJ. This one is called Normalizo. It's the D-Spot with Mle on Y. Welcome to the third hour of the show, hanging out at the Standard Bank Gallery for the We Are Culture exhibition, proudly brought to you by Standard Bank. I'm going to be chilling with Leon John, who's known as an independent singer, songwriter, producer, and performer of dual Zimbabwean and South African nationality, as well as Mune, who's also an independent folk singer and songwriter who performs his music in Tshivenda. Joining me to chat about the We Are Culture exhibition, proudly brought to you by Standard Bank. Hey, Mune.
Hey,
Mune.
How are you looking?
Swag.
Ooh, always.
Listen, so lovely to chat to you this afternoon. It actually is afternoon. I want to ask you, do you feel that celebrating Heritage Day is an important day in our calendar as a Tshivenda singer?
Yes, I think it's extremely important because, you know, our identities are directly linked to our heritage. And you know, with globalization and urbanization, we don't always get to celebrate it as well or the way other people did maybe 100 years ago.
100%.
So having, you know, holidays like Heritage Day, I think, is very important. Reminds us, you know, to take out that, you know, piece of traditional clothing that's gathering dust, and then you look nice and you remind yourself, hey, this means something.
Not dust.
I mean,
in fact,
hey.
I wanted to say nda.
Uwes.
I wanted to say nda.
Nda. You must always make sure that like it prolongs. Nda.
Nda.
Yes.
Absolutely love it. Talk to me about why you decided to sing in your native language and not go the traditional route of singing in English. Why was it important to you to make music in Tshivenda?
Firstly, it was important because English is my third language, so I always just felt like I would struggle to articulate myself in a language that I don't know so well. And I think secondly, when I was making this particular project, Makuru, I was, you know, sort of like celebrating my grandmother who doesn't speak English. So it was very important to speak in a language that she would understand. And thirdly, I had an awakening. I realized as a minority, you know, language speaker in this country, it's important to find a way to help document, you know, that language, to sort of like help preserve it. And I feel like, yeah, preserving the language then preserves the heritage and the tradition and, you know, and identities of so many other people. So yeah, that's sort of what led me to singing in my home language.
That's absolutely beautiful. I'm actually interested in learning Tshivenda, so you have to teach me.
I will.
Coming to you, Leon John, keeping to the theme of Heritage Day, I want to ask you, how does your heritage relate or come through in your body of work?
Morning, first of all. Hi, everyone. Well, I'm mixed. I've got mixed heritage. I'm sure a lot of people are of mixed heritage, but very specifically, I'm of Karanga and Xhosa heritage. So my dad is Shona, and then my mother has kind of Xhosa South African.
Oh, Xhosa.
Yeah. So it just growing up, right, kind of African folk music was a big part of our kind of home and cultural experience. Kind of grew up on the music of Oliver Mtukudzi and Salif Keita, and kind of a very Pan-African musical experience that has then found its way into kind of combining with the kind of pop influences that are there in my work, which come again from my mom, who's very young and a great big pop fan. You know what I mean? Mother's like a big fan of like Mapiano and, you know, Afrobeats and things like that. So somehow in between, those things have come together and kind of married. But it's very, very, very important, which is why on my album, I take a section out of the album where I sing in both Shona and in Xhosa, just so I can constantly remind people that, yes, I'm a predominantly English singer-songwriter, and I communicate in English, but my heritage and my language and my culture are a very strong foundation in everything that I do.
Oh, love that. And I think we're actually quite privileged to have musicians of your guys' caliber joining us here. Leon, I just want to find out, why was it important for you when the call came and Standard Bank said, listen, we're doing We Are Culture. Why was it important for you to heed the call and say, this is something I definitely want to be a part of?
Because our curator, B Diamondhead, is just her vision and her brain and where she's at in terms of fostering care and community, particularly in a creative industry in South Africa where we don't have much infrastructural support. You know what I mean? A lot of what we do is independent. Both Mune and myself are very, very independent. We do everything ourselves. And because as a person, an elder person, our elder sister is in a position of privilege and power and access, right? It was very important for her to bring to rise as she lifts. Do you know what I mean? Mm. Because and it's very surprising because again we live in a creative industry. There are a lot of gatekeepers and people who are actively trying to keep people from coming into these spaces and kind of, you know. And she is the direct opposite of that. Do you know what I mean? There are 13 artists, multidisciplinary, and outside of even what she does, which is kind of fashion and styling and creative direction, and her eye and her vision, and in knowing that these young people need help, they need support. And when somebody calls and tells you that and gives you an opportunity and gives you a platform to carry through your message, how can you possibly say no?
Yeah, actually, I really also wouldn't. Yeah. We are broadcasting live from the Standard Bank Gallery in Marshalltown. Mune, why do you think it's important for someone who's listening right now who said, oh, you know what, it's Heritage Day, I have nothing to do really, I'm looking forward to doing something special. Why do you think it's important for the everyday South African to pull through and to experience all of this?
I think firstly it's very important because we don't always see people who look out, who look like ourselves in spaces like this, you know. And it being on Heritage Day with, you know, the sort of like past that this country has, I think it would be a great day of reflection and like reflecting on what this space looked like, you know, that the day I was born, you know, the very day I was born, what did this gallery look like and what does it look like now? I mean, I think if anyone is in proximity, it would be so great for them to just come here and mingle with other people, look at the great art, because, you know, a lot of thought and consideration has gone, you know, into what these artists have made, myself included. I think, you know, just from a place of, hey, these spaces have changed, and also to like an easy Saturday, the sun is out, wear your shorts.
Oh yes,
you know,
definitely wearing shorts. No, we're absolutely privileged to have artists of your caliber joining us and showcasing your work. We truly appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We are the Culture Exhibition, runs until the 8th of October at the Standard Bank Gallery, and it's absolutely free. Go and check out this one of a kind art experience. Standard Bank, it can be.
What's the best